powerful nigger dread working.
Welcome, Chimpers, to episode 68 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnik.
I command our black nigger soul back to the depths ahead.
Tonight we're going to talk to Stay No to Niggers, and we're going to do a little karaoke, so Chimpers, stay tuned. It's going to be a great show.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio, brought to you by ChimpOut.com.
Google that right there. Google that shit.
I'm just saying what pressure from them not doing that make us go do. And they wondering why prison's overflowing, you feel me?
We must use these tools to fight niggas. A whip, a noose, a knife stick, a job application. These things strike fear into a nigga's heart. Hey, DJ!
Could be a quackhead. You got hold to the wrong stuff.
All right, so we're going to talk to somebody tonight. Who is it?
We are going to talk to Say No to Niggers. He's got a brand new blog, and he wants to tell us about it.
This is a blog that's being hosted on chimpout.com's server?
Yes, it is. I just updated the tabs, and he's all hooked up and ready to go. You guys can check out his blog. We'll let him tell you all about it.
All right, let's give him a call and see what he's doing.
Okay.
Hey, this is Kid Clorox, and when I'm not making goofy animated GIFs, I'm listening to Chimp Out Radio.
So, we're talking to Say No to Niggers, and how's everything going there?
Everything's going pretty good. Started a new blog, and hopefully get some good viewership from that, from my fellow chimpers.
That's right. What's the name of your blog, so everyone knows about it?
The name of my blog is Take This Country Back Now.
Take this country back now.
Yes.
What's your objective for doing this?
Well, my objective is to make more people aware of the nigger beast and the liberalism that basically enables them to be a blight in our society.
Yeah, for those of you chimpers out there that want to check it out, if you go up to the top of the page, there's a drop-down menu that says blogs, and I just added his blog on it this morning. So go ahead and check it out and show some support for one of our members.
Great. I was looking for that. I saw that Wendy was DMing me back and forth about it, and that's fantastic.
Yeah, you just put up your first post on it, I guess, last night or this morning, and I read it, and you're doing a pretty good job so far.
Yeah, it was yesterday I started, and actually I got a shout-out to a fellow simple, a Gigabees, I believe it was, that posted a YouTube video on this phony nigger in Uganda, and it kind of got my ire up, and I was thinking about starting this blog because of the web hosting that we're offering through the site, and I just decided to make that my first topic because it's just, it's ridiculous how they want to save these niggers all over the world, but, you know, they don't want to help in our own backyard that we have here. I mean, there's plenty of problems in this country and throughout the world that, you know, humans could be helped.
Yeah, and it's funny because most of the problems that we're having in America are caused by niggers in the first place.
Yeah, this group went around and, you know, basically raised, I don't know, billions, thousands, whatever amount of money they made, you know, to throw it down a shithole like Uganda. And it's funny, as much, that money could be better well spent here to help needy families, needy human families that, you know, are struggling in the economy that we have right now.
Really? Fuck Uganda.
Fuck every nigger.
Well, they're useless. They're a completely useless species that, you know, drains everybody's resources. They never produce anything. Despite evidence to the contrary that's overwhelming, you have liberals that, you know, want to brainwash society into thinking that they're unequal, and they're just not.
Of course not. They never will be equal. Even if they dilute their monkey genes 1,000 generations, they're still not going to be equal to any human, because they will never be fully human.
No, and look at the money they piss away on the nigger countries. You know, they could just as easily send that money to, say, South America or some of the poorer regions in Asia and help out humans. I mean, if you look at some of the countries we've developed, like Japan and Korea, I mean, those were – well, Korea was – it was a dirt poor backwards country until America came in and helped them on their feet, and now they're a powerhouse. But you could dump 10 times the money into any nigger country, and they'd be nothing more than a shithole that they are now.
Well, yeah. I mean, all that money is spent, and they're still building huts out of mud and straw. They're not contributing in anything productive to society. I mean, there's not any, you know, super nigger scientists running around, because they're just not capable of that kind of higher thinking.
Of course not.
But, so that's, I mean, that's what the blog's about, and... What more can I say? I was inspired by Miss Ann.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I was catching up on an episode of Chimp Out Radio, and I thought the episode that had her as a guest and said about the hosting and somebody wanted to start a blog. That kind of was my inspiration. And you guys, too. I mean, you guys do a great job on the radio show. It's always good for a bunch of laughs.
Thank you.
It's fantastic. Fantastic show. I like how you guys really involve the members of the site. I mean, that's one of the great things about Chimp Out Radio.
Well, that's one of the purposes of doing the site. I mean, it's not just to bash niggers. It's to just promote a sense of community among all of us, because, you know, we're all basically one big extended family of several thousand people. And, you know, it just gives people a chance to feel a more intimate connection with their fellow chimpers.
Yeah, and makes them more involved in the site, and makes them feel like they're a part of the site. Hey, they're on the radio. They can take this and play it for all their friends and relatives who get a big kick out of it.
Yeah, I actually just played Dead Neighbor Storage's episode for a friend of mine last night, and I finally convinced him to become a chimper.
Hey, that's great.
I showed him the site and then played that episode, and they were rather enlightened at some of the facts we have on the site about the nigger and their disastrous impact on how we all live.
Yeah, that's true. That's something that we should really talk about more on the show, is just giving out the data, the facts, the ammunition you need against the libtards to put them in their place and show them the error of their ways.
The problem with libtards is you could present them with cold, hard facts documented from any number of websites, any historical evidence, and they'll look at it and say, oh, the data's skewed because it's racist.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you tell them. It goes in one ear, out the other, and then they brand you as a racist, wet dog-smelling, inbred sister fucker.
So what is it like having a blog? I mean, having it hosted on Chimp Out, you're going to get tons and tons of hits. I just know it. But, I mean, is it difficult to set up?
It actually wasn't that difficult. I mean, I'm a tech guy to begin with, but Miss Ann pretty much did the heavy lifting. You know, all I had to do was go in and do some design stuff, and Intolerant was great. I mean, he didn't actually design anything on the site yet, but he right away DM'd me and offered up his help and said, if there's anything you need or have questions about, you know, feel free to contact me, which was really fantastic, because, you know, like you said, Chimp Out really is like a community.
Sure.
And I've really grown fond of, you know, a lot of the members. You know, it's nice to find a place to not only bash niggers, but somewhat share, for the most part, your political views, you know, against, you know, libtards and the likes of them.
And we've got some really funny members, man. I wake up and read some of the stuff some of our guys post, and I literally can't breathe for half an hour after, because I'm laughing so hard at some of this shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of the things that the members come up with, it's just, you know, you can sit for hours and hours and just laugh till your side hurts.
Yeah, we've got some really talented people, and we've got some people with some really serious professional quality Photoshop skills. And what I was thinking would be cool, if we had some of you people out there that are Photoshop wizards, if, you know, maybe they would want to volunteer to help people who do their blogs, just as a friendly gesture. Like, if you had an idea for a blog and you wanted a picture of Obama holding, you know, a watermelon or whatever, maybe there's a thread we could start that somebody could just post that up there, and then people would just do that Photoshop and put it for you so that you could copy and paste it on your blog.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great idea. I mean, I'm not a super great skilled guy at Photoshop, but I mean, I know my way around, and I'd be more than willing to help out any member that wants to start a blog or, you know, wants some Photoshop stuff. I mean, they could PM me, and I'd be glad to help out in any way I can.
There you go. We got a volunteer.
It's really great. I mean, and I had a lot of fun. I mean, I was as nervous as a high school kid when I first wrote the first one, but I mean, it was a lot of fun to do, and I'm really looking forward to continuing.
Well, I look forward to reading some more.
Yeah, we're glad you're doing it, and wish you the best of luck with that. Absolutely. So, do you think that the hosting fee of $10 a month is fair?
Oh, I think that the $10 hosting fee is the best deal on the internet anywhere.
Well, cool. We're going to raise the price to $20 now.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, even $20. I mean, the fact that you don't have to pay for the domain name, too, to begin with, is, you know, fantastic. I mean, I was worried about that. And then when the fan said, well, you know, I have credits, so you don't have to worry about paying for it. And I was like, oh, well, that's even better.
Huh.
I mean, it's a really cheap way to get your point of view out there to not only your fellow chimpers, but to anyone on the internet that, you know, happens to stumble across your blog.
Right.
You know what's going to be funny? Is if we get some nigger that actually wants to host one of his blogs on our site.
That'd be great. We could go and spam that blog with comments.
Yeah, he might have some real forum issues if he did. Oops, yeah. 404.
Well, niggers aren't smart enough to set up a blog. So.
Instead of a 404, it would be like a 440 ounce. 400Z error.
Yeah, they're just not that intelligent to blog other than the that's trying to be like a consistent dot of postings of the nigger babble contest. I mean, that's pretty much what you would get. Except talking about niggers and 40s and hoes and, you know, McDick and Ottomans.
Yeah.
It seems to be one of their favorite pastimes to predict inanimate objects. They really seem to love that.
Well, yeah, because they don't fight back.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, it's easy. You know, I mean, an Ottoman's not going to put up that much of a fight. I mean, it might slide across the floor a little bit, but I mean, once it hits the wall, you're good.
That's true. And, you know, they don't squeal to the police either, so.
You avoid a whole bunch of problems. You know, you don't get arrested. I mean,
don't get pregnant?
You get your medic on. You don't get AIDS, but, you know, medic and cures AIDS, according to most niggers, so. Them and their fucked up belief. I'm never really going to understand how the nigger mind works, and it really kind of hurts my mind trying to understand it.
Yeah, it gives you a nigger-induced headache.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with DJ and Whitey. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, please visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
It's 11 p.m. on a Saturday. A bunch of niggas start to shuffle in. There's a jigaboo sitting next to me, making love to anything he can. He says, yo, dog, wabagoo, big stew. As he vacantly scratches his nose, he smells like shit on a barbecue pit and refuses to properly wear clothes. La da diddy da. La da diddy da. Da da. Get a job, you stupid jigaboo. Good for nothing, nigga, chimpanzee. We're not in the mood for your monkey shines. Get away and leave me be. Now Jaquan at the bar is a jigaboo, stupid as can be. He's out for down low cock, or maybe a crack rock, a typical chimpanzee. He said, my dick is killing me, I done got the AIDS. I could have been a big rap star, it bees Whitey's fault anyways. La da diddy da, la da diddy da, da da. Now Lamar is a real waste of space, too lazy to get alive. He's talking to Shamar, who's up at the bar, about to serve 25 to life. And the waitress is an obese sow, and everyone looks pretty stoned. They're sharing a drink they call uselessness. I wish I had just stayed at home. Get a job, you stupid jigaboo, you good for nothing chimpanzee. We're not in the mood for your monkey shines. Get away and leave me be. It's a pretty dangerous crowd for a Saturday, as the bouncers control TNB. And I laugh as they toss out, after a chimp out, a nigger they threw him far. And the dance floor feels like a circus, or maybe even a zoo. They're flinging poo, and who can eke it too? What the hell am I doing here? La da diddy da. La da diddy da, da da. Get a job, you stupid jigaboo, you good for nothing nigger chimpanzee. We're not in the mood for your monkey shines. Get away and leave me be.
Hey, so your buddy's in real life with Dead Nigger Storage, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you guys live at?
New Jersey.
Jersey. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, we really love our niggers. At least the state of New Jersey loves their niggers. Lots of Gibsons coming out of the state, which is why we're worse off than California. We're about the same as California when it comes to debt.
I don't know. We don't have quite as many niggers as you guys, but they sure love them out here.
Oh, well, I mean, it's more pronounced in New Jersey because the state is so small. I mean, they're everywhere. You know, I have the misfortune of not only living in a really fuck-fated neighborhood, but there's a liquor store on, like, every corner. So, you know, I can't go out of my house without being harassed by niggers, which really what led into the screen name, because
you know, every time I go out of my house down to the store or whatever, you know, hey, you got a dime? Or, hey, you got a dollar? Oh, hey, you got a cigarette?
You know the one I love? When the niggers, hey, can I get 85 cents? I only need 85 cents. That's all I need. Knowing damn well that whatever dumbass they're asking, if they're a libtard, it's just going to hand them a fucking dollar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they always come up with some random number like 85, though. Oh, I only need like 65 cents.
Yeah, I got to get my bus pass. I only need 65 cents so I can go home.
You know, what's really funny is when they do the reverse bartering where, you know, like they'll say, can I have a dollar? And you go, no. Well, then how about 50 cents? Like they're going to go, oh, that's a much better deal, nigger. Here's 50 cents.
You know, like you're at a negotiation table with them.
Right.
When you say no to a dollar, that means, oh, well, yeah, you're right. You know, 50 cents is much better. Yeah, yeah, you hit it on the head now.
Now, that would actually work if they had something to offer you in exchange. But, I mean, like, what are they going to come back with? I mean, there's nothing in it for the white person at all.
In a nigger's mind, that's not necessarily true because, you know, like I said, I have a liquor store on the corner. And, you know, I mean, I like to drink, so it's convenient for me. But other than the niggers hanging out outside of it. And I was walking down there one night, and the nigger's standing out, and he opens the door for me. And when he opened the door for me, he was like, oh, man, I opened the door for you, and you can't, like, give me a dollar for that? I'm like, no, nigga, I'm not giving you a dollar just because you were dumb enough to open the door for me.
You're not the fucking doorman at a hotel, dickhead. You don't get a tip.
But he was shocked. He acted like he provided, like, a great service for me. You know, like he was washing my car or something.
Well, to a nigger, that is going above and beyond because usually they don't do anything for anybody. So actually holding a door open for a human, that's a great accomplishment for a nigger.
When I turned 16 and I got my first driver's license, I was living in Muskegon, Michigan, and they had this problem with niggers in the mall, right, begging for money and stuff. I didn't know this because I was just a kid. I was just going there to shop and, you know, and all that. And so what they did to get rid of the nigger begging problem was they put up these shoe shine stations where if a nigger wanted money, they could shine your shoes and earn it, right?
I'm sure that didn't work, did it?
Yeah.
Well, no, it didn't. But, like, when they first did it, I was there, and this nigger came up to me. I didn't know anything about the background story. I was just walking out to my car, right? And he was like, I'll shine your shoes. Let me shine your shoes. Let me shine your shoes. So I'm like, yeah, okay, sure, why not? I didn't know I was supposed to pay him for it. So I get in there, and he shines my shoes, and he shines it, and they're just tennis shoes and all that. And then I was like, hey, you did a great job. Thanks a lot. And I started walking away. He's like, you ain't going to pay me? I was like, no. He never said anything about money. And I wasn't even trying to be a dick. I just, you know, I didn't know I was supposed to, and I just walked away. And that was probably one of the first major chimp outs I ever caused.
All right.
I'm proud of it.
I remember this Air Force buddy of mine came out to stay with me for a while, and we stopped at the local gas station to get ice cream or something, and this nigger's out front as we're walking out. I don't know, he had like 13 cents in change, and the nigger's like, yo man, can I get some change? And my buddy goes, yeah, sure, here you go, and drops whatever chump change he had. And this nigger goes, oh, God bless you, my brother. And I'll never forget this. My buddy looks at him and goes, he did, I'm white. And walked off, and this nigger's jaw just fucking dropped, but we laughed all the way home.
This is Jeannie D, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
All right, let's do top 10.
This week's topic is top 10 ways to tell if a restaurant hires niggers.
Top 10 ways to tell if a restaurant hires niggers. What is number 10?
Number 10, the tip jar is a Colt 45 can.
I guess they had a big supply of empty ones laying around.
Well, if they were full, they wouldn't be full for long.
No.
Them niggers love that Colt 45.
Works every time.
They did for Billy D, so.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever happened to that Schlitz malt liquor, man? The niggers used to glom on that shit like crazy. That just vanished, didn't it? Or they still make that?
No, I don't think they still make it. I think it just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Huh.
It's probably Colt 45. They probably just recanned it.
It just rebranded.
I think what they did is they had a nigger drink some Colt 45 and then piss into a bottle. and then marketed that as Slit Small Liquor. It got replaced by Gencom. That's what it was. Number nine.
Number nine. The Register has pictures.
The Register has pictures.
Yeah, go to any McDonald's. They can't even they can't even put like names on a thing. It's just picture of a Big Mac or a quarter pounder.
Pictures and numbers, and even the numbers, they get confused.
True.
And you notice the registers now, they don't even have to count change. Like, it spits out your change out of the little chute.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They nigger-proofed the registers now.
Yeah, they did. And it is pointed away from the operator so that the customer can reach it, but the operator can't.
Yeah.
That's another safety feature. So they can't just reach in there and pocket, like, 10 cents or whatever.
Yeah. That way the register's not short. I mean, if the register's doing all the work, we all know how niggers are at counting. I mean, the register would probably come up short all the time. But if it automatically dispenses change, that solves the problem.
Yeah. Number eight.
Number eight. The beverage list offers great drink.
That's their wine list.
Well, they have a grape drink and a red drink.
What are you supposed to serve? You know, like you're supposed to serve white wine with fish or whatever. What kind of grape drink are you supposed to serve with a Big Mac?
That would either be Welch's or Kool-Aid 89 Rothschild.
That was a good year.
It was a very good year for Kool-Aid.
I wonder if they have Kool-Aid Private Reserve.
I'm surprised you can't buy Kool-Aid in a 40-ouncer.
Oh, they do have Kool-Aid in a 40-ouncer. They mix it with liquor and call it Four Loko.
Oh, I thought they banned that stuff.
They banned it in certain areas.
I saw it for the first time in California when I was driving around with the O-8ers. We saw it and we were like, what the hell is that?
Did you try it?
No.
I'd have to try it just to see how shitty it was.
But it came in watermelon flavor, so we knew it was a nigger drink.
I mean, it comes in watermelon flavor, just it really can't be good. Number seven, food poisoning skyrocket.
Yeah, all the niggers picking their nose and picking their ass and then cooking up your food. Yeah, what do you expect?
That's how you get Asperger syndrome.
Nigger that would be picks, ass nigger syndrome.
Picks his ass and then makes your burger.
Always a good sign of a nigger restaurant when people are getting sick.
Yeah, definitely don't ask for the tossed salad when you go to the nigger restaurant.
Special sauce on your sandwich.
Ugh. Number six.
All right, number six. The order comes back completely wrong.
Yeah.
They pushed the wrong picture.
Sometimes that works out to your benefit, though. I mean, how many times have you been through a drive-thru and then you get, like, more food than you paid for or something that's better than what you ordered? I just keep driving. I'm like, fuck it. This is better.
Yeah, I got an extra bag of fries.
Yeah, sometimes they'll give you a ton of food, and you're like, thanks. And then you just get out of there.
See ya.
That never happens to me.
Really? I get that all the time.
Your niggers must be stupider than ours.
Probably.
No, that happens to me quite frequently, actually. I mean, as frequently as I get a fast food, I try and stay away from it now because it's, you know, a nigger haven. It's pretty much all they hire anymore is niggers. Number five, grease is the primary ingredient. Because we all know how niggers love their fried food.
You know, I have a theory. You could take an old piece of car tire and bread it and fucking fry it, and the niggers would chow down on it.
Oh, you see, that would be in the gourmet category for a nigger.
That would be like nigger calamari.
They would think that would be all fancy and shit. I'd eat some grilled thigh, and that's good. Number four, it's named McDonald's.
There's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
McDonald's really needs to change their name to McNiggers.
I agree.
Their customers are all niggers. Their employees are all niggers. Their ads are all nothing but niggers.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I actually saw a human working in a McDonald's.
You see humans in the small towns in Michigan working at those McDonald's.
Yeah, out in the unpopulated areas in California, it's humans. But
yeah,
any place inside the heavily populated areas, it's nothing but niggs. And the only thing they're really qualified for is taking out the garbage. Yeah, maybe scrubbing the toilet.
Next one.
Number three. It smells like a porta potty in the lobby.
Ugh. Yeah, that's when you turn around and walk out. You don't want to eat anything.
Yeah, that's pretty much when you leave right away. Because if it smells like that in the lobby, I mean, who knows what kind of nigger stank is going on in the back of the house where they're actually trying to prepare food.
They probably put actual porta potties in the lobby to cover up the stench of the niggers. It's their Jenko dispensers, too. Number two.
There's more grease on the furniture than on the plates.
Have you ever been to one of those restaurants where you touch the table and it's sticky? Oh, that's so fucking gross. Oh,
I know.
It's so foul. Well, you literally slide into the booth so hard you hit the inside wall. It's so greasy. Yeah.
That's why they're padded, see?
That's when it's time to leave.
Yep. And the number one way to tell if a restaurant hires niggers is?
Number one is you don't find any hair in your food. You find an entire weave.
Oh.
Ouch. Shaquisha going to be pissed off. She's going to have to go do a stick up on a weave shop now.
Oh, yeah. She need to be stealing some new extensions.
She done dropped her weave in the deep fryer.
Oh, God.
The good thing is if you did find a weave in your food, it wouldn't be nigger hair. It would be human hair.
That's true.
But it's human hair that touched a nigger.
That's true.
So it's contaminated.
Either way.
Pretty much just screwed either way. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
It's our pleasure.
All right, man. Good luck on the blog.
Yeah, go definitely check it out. And what is the name of your website?
Take This Country Back Now.
All right. Well, Chimpers, check it out.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This is Al Sharpton's Race Card. You are listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Thanks to our guest tonight for joining us. That was Say No to Niggers talking about his new blog.
Yeah, and if you'd like a blog just like his or something similar, contact one of the administrators. It's the best deal on the net, just $10 a month.
And you will have a link provided to your website on Chimpout's main page, which gets, like 1.5 million hits a day.
Oh, easy.
Yeah. So if you want to check out his blog, the name of it is Take This Country Back Now, and you can get that from the drop-down menu at the middle of the main forum page under blogs.
That's right. And you can check out the other five that are on there.
Yeah. Miss Ann's blog is there, and Bergman's got a blog.
Yeah, we've also got Intolerance blog and the European. And I'm not really sure which one of our members is the European, but I'm sure if you ask him, he'll tell you.
Also, the Nigaroki that was in today's episode is from our very own Justin Nigger.
Yeah, he did a good job on Billy Joel's The Piano Man.
Yeah, so good job, Justin. And then also next week, we're going to be talking to a member who's a bit of a video game fanatic.
That's right, Graham43 will be joining us to talk about his Minecraft server.
That's right, it's a Minecraft server for all you chimpers that play the game. No niggers allowed. You can say and do whatever you want. It's pretty awesome. And don't forget to stay tuned, because in a future episode, we are going to break call the most unbelievable nigger call in the world.
This is going to be good.
It's good. Trust me, Chipper. So be proud of yourselves, and don't take any shit from any niggers.